Okay, my friends. So today we're reading a story called The Doll Hospital. This was written by Callie George and Sarah Gillingham. And it's read today by Mommy and
Chicken.
It's so nice to have you back, Chicken. Thank you. So, do you know what happens to a doll if it gets hurt? The same thing that happens to a human, right? You take it to a hospital and have it repaired. And sometimes it's an imagination hospital. And sometimes it's an actual hospital for dolls, where a doll doctor will fix it up like Doc McStuffins, right? Mm-hmm. So let's read about this one and use our imaginations and imagine what it would be like.
Let's just tell the story.
That's fair. Let's get to it, Mom. All right, here we go. The sun rises like a golden button in the sky. Dr. Peggs is enjoying a calm morning at the dog hospital. Nobody is sick. Everything is organized. There's only one thing on her checklist. Sort the buttons. Easy peasy, says Peggs. I can do it right now. She is about to start when ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, the emergency bells ring. It's Portia, the porcelain doll. Oh no, what's happened to her? Can you see? Uh-oh, Portia's arm is cracked. It's okay, says Peggs. A bit of glue is all you need. And Peggs adds to her list, glue Portia's arm, and then sort the buttons. So Pig is about to get the glue. The emergency bells ring. It's Scoop, a stuffed doll, and he has a stomach ache. His stomach is popping out of his shirt. It's okay, says Peggs. You just need some new stuffing. So Peggs adds to her list, stuff Scoop's stomach, glue Portia's arms, sort the buttons. So Pig is about to get the stuffing when, ding-a-ling-a-ling, the emergency bells ring. It's Baby, a talking doll, and her pull string is all knotted up. You see, a long time ago, people used to have dolls that would talk if you pulled a string on their back. You know, like Woody from Toy Story, you know, you pull on his string and he says, there's a snake in my boot. Same thing. But here, instead of saying mommy, she says, moo. Moo. What is she, a cow? No, this one. Oh, that won't do, says Peggs. We must fix your voice. So Peggs adds to her list, untangle baby's string, stuff Scoop's stomach, glue Portia's arm, sort the buttons. Well, this list is growing and Peggs hasn't checked anything off yet. And she has three very sad and very unhappy looking patients here in the doll hospital. What would you do? Oh, guess what happens?
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Another patient, oh no! Teddy, but this is a doll hospital. This is a teddy bear. What's going on here? Of course, Dr. Peggs will take care of him. She's also a veterinarian. But her list is so long. Help! She cries, and then she rings a special bell. And it goes...
Dun, dun, dun.
And then help arrives. It's the nesting nurses. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Do you know what a nesting doll is?
Mm-mm.
So it starts out with a very small little doll, okay? Made out of wood. And then they carve a doll that's just the exact same shape, but just a little bit bigger.
And then another one that's a little bigger.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a bigger one.
Uh-huh.
And then a giant one.
Uh-huh. And then they cut them in half and empty them all out so that you can pull them open and they can fit around the doll that's next to them so that they can stack. Kind of like how you would have a stacking nesting. Remember the toy you used to play with when you were a little baby that had the long cylinder, and then you would put the rings on it, and each ring would stack on top of the other ring, and the big ring would be at the bottom and the little ring would be at the top? It's like that, but with dolls, and they kind of fit on top of each other. So here's her help. And they push two beds together for Teddy, and they nestle him in, and then Pegs and the nesting nurses get to work. They untangle baby's string. They stuff Scoop's stomach, and then it looks like they stitched it shut. Then they glued Portia's arm, thank goodness. They even find the perfect button for Teddy's eye after they've sorted the buttons. So they've got a lot done. And at last, everyone is feeling better. Time to sleep, says Pegs. We will get you home tomorrow. Oh, see, now they're going to get a good night's sleep in the hospital. And once everyone is tucked in, Pegs turns to the nesting nurses. I couldn't have done without you. Thank you, she says. And now it's time for Pegs to get some rest, too. She's had a very busy day. The moon shines like a silver thread in the sky. Another day is done at the doll hospital. And it's nice to know that when you need help, you can call for help and help will come. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.